Welcome back, brothers. My name is Father Innocent, and this is Father Angelus. We are the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, teaming up with the Knights of Columbus. This is week number 6 for the Sons in the Sun video series.
Why are you always going to do the intro?
I thought it was pretty strong coming out quick. Father Angelus,
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here, everyone.
Let me welcome Father Angelus. But Father Angelus, we're in week number 6 and
flying.
We are flying through this, but interesting. This is December 12th, we're gonna say our consecration. We're going to reconsecrate our hearts to Our Lady. So we're focusing in, bro. This is proximate preparation.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful week, bro. And especially just so our brothers know from the knights and who are listening too, like this is a special week or special time for our community. The patroness of our community is Our Lady Guadalupe.
So end of
the night. So every year we reconsecrate ourselves to Our Lady, but this feels different. Going on this journey, doing this work with you, it just feels different this year. If this comes out on the 7th, the 8th is the Immaculate Conception, which again is a beautiful mystery to hold before us. The consecration of Our Lady.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the womb of her mother, right? At her conception too, which is really, really beautiful to think about. So brothers, just as we say every week, just to continue to receive anything that the Lord wants to give. To try to be open this week, to try to be, let the Lord surprise you or be spontaneous in the midst of the graces he wants to pour out. And as much as it might seem, wow, there's a lot going on here, there's been a deep desire of our hearts to try to keep it simple and to try to use the same language over and again, over again. Like if you're annoyed with us by this point, by what we're talking about, that's a good thing. Because the clarity and the simplicity by which we want us all to receive anew this truth of being sons in the Son, this truth of following Jesus on a pilgrimage to his Father is just super important for us. We don't want you to forget about it. So if there's an irritation, annoyance, or resistance, it's okay. Because this is a great place for us to be able to receive all that the Lord wants to give.
And in show prep, brothers, I mean, we are talking about how we've been pretty focused on making sure, and hopefully for clarity's sake, kind of what the journey looks like. And guys, we have got done with like the major parts of the book. You know that the book is, or the consecration is kind of settled into 5 different parts. And so I think I'm gonna resist the temptation to over-communicate, because what I think would be really helpful at this point in proximate preparation for consecration is just to maybe tell a bit about our own personal experience of our relationship with Our Lady. And because again, brothers, we often joke that we have great habits, and if you haven't picked this up already, Father Angelus and I are 2 of triplets. And
we didn't even say that at the beginning, like 6 weeks ago, here we are.
But the joy of living our life together as 2 of triplets, and so we're brothers, we live this life together. But just so you know, like we weren't like born like this. Like, you know, Father Angelus didn't come out of the womb with a beard.
Wow, and it's graying too. See, you know, it's graying.
Like we weren't born in habit, right? It's just so important for you guys to know that we've also been on a journey. I've been 18 years in religious life, and I absolutely—
That long, huh?
Right, look at me. I have the gray hair to prove it. I have two years on you, bro, so take it easy.
It is, it's right. But
I just want you to know, brothers, that like I have been on a journey. I've 18 years in religious life, and I feel like every year that there's a real invitation to go deeper, especially— with Our Lady, especially in my own sonship and my own experience of being a son of the Father. I got to tell you, brothers, that in my own journey, there was just a lot of woundedness and an attack on my identity as a son, right? You know, the gift of our own parents, we love our mom and dad are such a gift. But what happened in kind of my formation, especially I remember middle school, high school, we were just really just focused on sports. And we were focused on academics. And again, maybe people can relate. But I just remember being so hyperly focused on what it means to be a man is to be good at stuff. What it means to be a man is to go in the weight room and be strong. What it means to be a man is to be a good football player and to have a winning record. What does it mean to be a man is to be successful. And to prove to the world that I belong and I got what it takes and I have something to say. And so I put so much, I just put so much focus on like I thought what it meant to be a son and what it meant to be a man was to perform and be successful and to do well. And when I didn't do well or I didn't win, I was crushed. My identity was in all the things that were so like superficial. And when I couldn't perform, or I didn't have the right friends, or I wasn't the strongest, or all these different things, right? My sonship was wounded. I thought I wasn't good enough. I started to believe lies that somehow I have to prove myself that I'm not good enough, that I don't have a place in this world, right? I love the fact that I want to present to you like a simple story that has a profound effect. Like, because I started to believe the lies around my sonship that I wasn't beloved son of the Father, that I wasn't unconditionally loved, and I let the world define me in my sonship and my brotherhood and my masculinity. Brothers, I just grew up with a really hurting identity, and I was exhausted and I wasn't happy because I believed the lies the world told me about who I am. Right. And I just want to tell you that I just brought a lot of those lies and kind of the wounded and brokenness into religious life. And I put on a habit and I have my beard. And again, I just brought that perfectionism into religious life and I made it look really good. Like, look at me, everybody. I'm a religious, I'm a CFR. Here's what I do and relying on my gifts. And here's what it means to be a son and to belong and to prove that I have a place in the world. But brothers, God had to restore my identity. He had to bring before me that I was looking at this in all the wrong ways. He had to bring before me, and it was through my weakness, it was through my woundedness, it was through the brothers in religious life that he restored my understanding of what it means to be truly a son of the Father. That actually I'm not loved because I'm good at things. The Father actually loves me because I'm unconditionally loved. He doesn't love me because I'm a good friar. He doesn't love me because I'm good at sports. He doesn't love me because I'm successful. Yes, he's given me gifts, but he doesn't love me because of that. He wanted to remind me that I'm a beloved son of the Father, unconditionally loved, and he has a plan for my life, right? And so that's when I started growing a relationship with Our Lady. It reminded me of Nazareth, right? I felt her presence kind of growing up in my prayer, like that I could just be myself, that I didn't have to worry about the pressure. Jesus was teaching me how to be a part of Mary and Joseph's family in Nazareth, about being a beloved son and recognizing that I could let go of all the false ways of sonship. And Jesus was teaching me how to be a beloved son. Now, this started a long time ago, but my own prayer, my own journey, Jesus, again, was restoring my sonship that I could know and believe and live from the place of unconditional love. And this started, again, my healing journey of my own sonship.
And thank you so much, Father, for sharing that. And we get to share that often with the guys we work with and live with. And my experience is very similar. But if I could just zoom in on, like, I remember we live in New York City now, but when we were in college, we did a mission trip here. And I remember we stayed with the Missionaries of Charity, which is not far away too. Sometimes we have mass there, which was pretty crazy. And I remember on that mission trip, we stayed the whole summer here. I remember, like, I would say, like, I met Our Lady with the Missionaries of Charity. And I remember that point in my life, I had been dating, but I also had been discerning and questioning. And again, with this whole kind of context of performing and wanting to be good at everything and wanting to be perfect and all these things that had kind of embedded itself in my experience of being a son. It was then when I remember at that time, I couldn't articulate access to the Father in prayer. My prayer life was pretty simple. And so I think I was connected with Jesus, but is when the sisters taught me how to pray the rosary. Now, did I know how to pray the rosary? Yes. But when I prayed it with them, there was something that opened up, and it was really meeting Mary, the heart of Mary, the relationship that was renewed in that space with the sisters that allowed me to experience a deeper way of a freedom of being a son. And brothers, that just was super powerful for me. I was a college student and I felt stuck. I felt stuck in my discernment. I felt stuck in my relationship. I felt stuck in my, what was I going to do with my life? And I got to say, meeting Our Lady in a new way, having her come like she did Juan Diego to claim me in the midst of where I felt stuck, changed the trajectory of my life. And I not only learned to pray the rosary, I learned how to be a son with her. And I think that's to give these witnesses, brother, in this episode, I think is important, brothers, because it's incarnate. This happened to us. What happened to Juan Diego happened to me and Father Innocent. We, to experience our lives, to experience what was going on, to experience the day-to-day stuff of trying to be Catholic, of trying to be a faithful Catholic, trying to go to mass and do the things that we did. We were doing it, but we were stuck in the injury and the struggles of our identities to be sons. And it was Our Lady who came to save us, Our Lady who came to reorient us and to reintroduce us to her son, and to so we could re-experience the gift of being sons again. And then, like we talked last week, we were propelled on a pilgrimage and a journey of growing in our identity then, and to be able to grow in this invitation of generosity and invitation to open our hearts up to what it meant to follow God. And here we are, right? But it was because we needed someone to come and get us in the midst of our overwhelmed spirit. We needed someone to come and find us where we were stuck in our lives. And it was Our Lady who did that. And so, brothers, it's beautiful to declare to you that this is what Our Lady wants to do. And this is the whole point of the gift of this pilgrimage and this journey we've been on together to restore our son, being sons in the Son, is that Our Lady comes to find us like she did Juan Diego, where we are stuck, where we are poor, where we are in need, because the Father has a plan for us and he sends Our Lady so we can learn of that plan, which is very primarily to be his son, and then to use us to bring salvation to the world. And like we talked about last week in our missions, this is so exciting. But just so you know, we're not doing this from a disconnected place, but we're doing it very much in like Juan Diego, and experiencing Our Lady coming to provide this for us.
Father Angelus, thank you. And again, we want to kind of end this time, again, proximate preparation. We're just, you know, not a lot more teaching to do. We just want to bear witness, but also maybe just to end this time by reminding you the grace of, particularly of Our Lady of Guadalupe, like what makes this consecration like different, unique and different from all the others? Because in my opinion, you should do all the other consecrations. Like Maximilian Kolbe has a consecration, the grace of Louis de Montfort and Father Michael Gately, like those are all beautiful. This is not like in competition. We just want to invite you to a new relationship with Our Lady of Guadalupe. And one of my favorite like reasons why is because of the uniqueness of Our Lady's invitation and actually her person, right? Because when she comes in and comes to Juan Diego and breaks into his life, the uniqueness is this, is that she actually comes with Jesus, right? Our Lady is expecting, right? She has that little sign over her womb, right? That there's a little string that kind of is over her womb and the sign in her gown. But she came with Jesus. Like Jesus is in her womb, right? So the sanctity of the pregnant mother of Our Lady coming, bearing Jesus, right? So the incarnation reality, like Jesus comes to bear Our Lady comes to proclaim the good news of Jesus becoming man, Jesus coming close to us. She comes to remind us that Jesus has come into the world to save us, that we can be restored and renewed and reconsecrated in him. The good news of the gospel is that God has become man. God has become so close to us. And this is uniqueness of this consecration. Our Saint Juan Diego is called to proclaim and live this fullness in Jesus. His life becomes a whole proclamation of the gospel, that Jesus has come close, that Our Lady has come close, and they want to give us new life. And this is what happens at Tepeyac. This is what happens in Mexico City. It becomes a place of radical conversion and transformation, and the gospel comes alive in a radically new way.
And brothers, we want to continue to go all in for the reality that Our Lady brings us Jesus. And this is where we can find rest. This is where we can find hope. This is where we can find confidence and energy and being faithful to what God is calling us to do. Our Lady brings us Jesus. And we just really want, as we prepare for consecration next week, just to let that sink in. She brings us the closeness of her son who loves us and has mercy on us and wants to come and be with us. And just to breathe that in. Any part of our life, any part of our story, any part of our history that needs Jesus, that needs his healing touch, that needs his healing gaze, that needs his salvation and redemption. This is what Mary, it's like a gift. She has Jesus in her womb, in her arms. And she now wants to walk into these places in your heart, your story, your mission, whatever you need as we prepare to make consecration. Our Lady of Guadalupe comes to bring us her son and bring us the gift of being sons in him.
Brothers, in a few days, we're going to reconsecrate our heart to Our Lady in Jesus, in union with him in prayer. With the intercession of our Lady and Saint Juan Diego, we're going to just give our lives to Our Lady in a new way. I want to encourage you the next couple of days just to, you know, in prayer, just to keep it simple and to let your heart just settle into the truth about the gift of who you are as a son of the Father. Jesus has come to restore it. Our Saint Juan Diego is with you, and Our Lady comes and she you know, she wants to love you just in such a deep way. So brothers, it's our joy to just bless you with that truth that in the next couple of days, I just want you to let this truth wash over you, that Our Lady is coming for your heart. She wants to restore your sonship and your identity. And she just longs to give you this new and deep gift.
And through the intercession of Our Lady and St. Juan Diego, we bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Brothers, we hope you enjoyed today's reflection of Sons and the Son, restoring our sonship through our consecration of Our Lady Guadalupe with Father Innocent and Father Angelus Montgomery, Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. For more resources to help you grow as an adopted son of God the Father through Our Lady Guadalupe, visit kofc.org/sons. That's kofc.org/sons. This has been a Knights of Columbus production. To learn more about how the Knights of Columbus can help you grow as a Catholic man, visit kofc.org/learn more.